Thank you and good morning. At one point yesterday, the list of closed roads due to flood or debris grew to about four dozen as heavy rains and very high tides impacted the region. The high tide at Humboldt Bay was a record 9 feet 6 inches, more than a foot and a quarter higher than forecasted, and it was a combination of tides and rain that turned Ferndale into a lake. Fernbridge was closed yesterday morning for several hours as the water level eclipsed 24 feet, and roadways throughout the Eel River Valley were flooded and impassable. It was similar in other coastal areas throughout the county, and once the water recedes, some of those roads will remain impacted by slipouts and rock and mudslides. Conditions were similar in Mendocino County, and Highway 1 at Manchester is closed due to slide activity, as well as an area about a mile west of Highway 101. Highways 199 and 96 are open, but 96 is impacted by both snow and ice as well as slide activity. Highway 36 is clear until you get into Trinity County, and 299 remains closed at Big French Creek. It's been a rainy month so far. 6 inches have fallen on the county, but the forecast is for clear and cold weather for the next few days. The rain has passed, but its impacts will linger for a few days after the water recedes. The weather also impacted electrical service to residents across the county. But this morning, the PG&E power outage map is pretty clear, at least in Humboldt County. There are a few scattered outages registered in southern Humboldt, including about a dozen residents in Redway and Garberville, but the map is clear elsewhere, a far cry from this time last week when rain and snow had left a few thousand residents in the dark. In Trinity County, investigators have arrested a woman they report has admitted to shooting and killing a man at a residence in Hayfork on Tuesday night at around 11 o'clock. Trinity County Sheriff's deputies responded to the residence after a call was made that the victim had been shot, and once on scene, they spoke with a suspect, Betsy James. The press release indicated that James admitted shooting the victim, and she was arrested and booked into jail on suspicion of homicide. The Eureka Police Department is searching for the suspect who walked into the C&V Market on F Street in Eureka on Tuesday night at about 7:45 and robbed the place. Witnesses report the suspect, described possibly as a black male about 6'4", brandished a handgun and demanded the clerk hand over money from the register. The clerk complied and the suspect fled the scene on foot. Officers who searched the immediate area found no one matching the description. Local residents who wish to weigh in on the Klamath Dam removal project will get a chance tonight at a meeting in Arcata at the D Street Community Center at 5 o'clock. The State Water Resources Control Board is accepting public comment regarding the removal of four dams as part of an application under the Clean Water Act. Ownership of the dams was transferred to the Klamath Renewal Corporation after the original removal plan fell through due to a lack of action by Congress. Yurok Tribal Chairman Thomas O'Rourke encouraged those who wish to make a comment to think about the fish, to think about the river, and what a healthy Klamath means for future generations. The current plan will see the dams removed by 2020. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If you have ever attended a Board of Supervisors meeting in which a contentious or hot-button issue was up for discussion, you'll remember that can lead to long lines for the public comment period. Supervisor Virginia Bass, who is the board chair this year, said on Talk Shop that one of her goals as chair is to speed up the weekly board meeting. She pointed out that the board has already made changes to how the agenda is set up, how reports on supervisor travel and meetings are delivered, and other steps to ensure all relevant matters are addressed, but in a shorter time frame. As Bass said, we're all busy.
My goal is to make the meetings efficient and effective. We all have a lot of work to do, whether it's the folks who come to speak to the board or those of us on the board who, quite frankly, we don't have to be in meetings, that meeting 8 hours a day. We can spend time out in our districts working with our constituents. My aim is to get most of the meetings done in the morning session if possible.
Bass said she's pretty sharp at keeping public comments within the 3-minute window and that the board is better at estimating the time it will take to hear a special presentation.
Some of the things we've done to change and help make that possible is we moved the public comment period to the morning session. And right now it's immediately following the consent calendar. That's helpful in that people can come at the beginning of the day and we don't have to come back in the afternoon if there's nothing else on the agenda.
You can listen to Supervisor Virginia Bass Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.